It's the Big Ten 2025 preview show. We've got 18 teams in this conference, and if you haven't seen the other conference previews, let me explain. I'm doing quick breakdowns and potential record projections for every team. I'll give my prediction for who's going to play for and win the Big Ten in 2025.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. This is Winning Cures Everything, a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. I am on all the different socials, at GaryWCE. We continue here with our last P4 conference preview for 2025, and that would be the Big Ten. You know, after years of Ohio State just ruling the roost, running this conference, we then had a few years of an elite Michigan program, and then last year, Oregon comes in with an undefeated first regular season in the conference. This year, there's a chance that this could be the most chaotic and unpredictable Big Ten season in recent memory. Like, nobody really has a clue what to expect here. The Buckeyes, the Ducks, the Wolverines, they all have loads of talent. They don't have a ton of experience. Penn State finally has all the pieces in place for a breakthrough kind of a year. And then you got teams like Illinois and Indiana that carry some serious momentum from impressive 2024 campaigns. There's storylines everywhere you look in this conference. I mean, you got second year of Jonathan Smith and Aiden Childs at Michigan State. Nico transferred over to UCLA, USC. They look to keep improving, mostly on the defensive side, obviously. Purdue's former coach is now the DC at Washington, which means Purdue has a new coach. Let's not even get started on the brutal travel schedules for the West Coast teams, right? I mean, we're talking about a conference where win totals range from several 10.5s and some teams with national championship expectations all the way down to Purdue and their rebuilding project with new coach Barry Odom. Honestly, the middle of this league is so tightly packed that, you know, a couple of bounces here, a couple of bounces there, it could completely flip the standings. So buckle up. We're going team by team through all 18 schools. We're going to figure out who's ready to make noise and who might be in for a long season. We're going to go in alphabetical order. So let's go ahead and start this thing off. We will start with the Illinois Fighting Illini. Now, Brett Bielema's got something cooking in Champaign. He's got 18 starters back from what was a really impressive 10-3 season. This Illinois team has a really good combination of experience and confidence, right? Quarterback Luke Altmyer, he's not going to wow you with his arm, but he's smart with the football. He knows how to manage games, right? The real story is the offensive line. They're keeping most of it together. That means more, you know, more of the bruising 12 personnel packages that wear defenses down that Brett Bielema is known for. Aiden Loffrey brings the thunder in the backfield. They're going to need somebody to step up and replace their big playability that they lost at receiver. Hudson Clement, I think, is the guy they're counting on to fill that void. On defense, Aaron Henry, he's got his guys playing with attitude. The Wisconsin portal transfers coming in, Gabe Jacobs, believe that's right. He should fit in with their pressure-heavy scheme. Schedule sets up interestingly, right? You got early road tests at Duke on September 6th. You got Indiana September 20th. And then you got the real meat grinder, right? The home games against USC and Ohio State. That's where you're going to find out if Illinois is really ready to make some noise or if they're still a year away. Ceiling for this team, 9-3. Maybe break into the playoff conversation with some big-time wins. The floor is probably 5-7. If they have trouble in the trenches, if the bounce of the ball does not go their way, a sub-500 finish is not outside of the realm of possibilities. And then your most likely record, 7-5, 8-4. There's a lot of difficult games on the schedule. So 7-5, 8-4, I think is most likely. Next up, the Indiana Hoosiers. Kurt Cignetti, he's what's his philosophy? It's like reload, not rebuild, right? I mean, it sounds great. And you got 55 returning lettermen on the roster. So he certainly got a roster that can back up that philosophy. The fact that 9 offensive starters are back is huge for continuity, especially with the veteran offensive line that's going to be protecting their new quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, who came in from Cal. This is not a total rebuild like we sometimes see after a big portal class the year before. Roman Hemby from Maryland brings a physical running style that should complement what they already have. You got 75% of last year's offense returning. There's a lot of reason for optimism here. Defense, of course, pretty intriguing pieces as well. You got Mikel Kamara up front. You know, you got some highly rated recruits that are coming in. But let's be real about the schedule. Last year was super soft. This year they start with soft openers. They got Old Dominion early. They hit a gauntlet with road trips to Iowa, Oregon, and Penn State. Like, if they can survive that stretch, maybe just win one of those games. The home games against Michigan State, UCLA, and Wisconsin, those are must wins, right? Win total sits at 8.5. To win the Big Ten, plus 3,500. Ceiling for this team, do you doubt Cignetti could get this team to like 11 wins? Like, I don't. But the floor for this team, 5-7, if the offensive identity, if it stalls, defense can't replace the playmakers, you know, a floor that's below 500 for Indiana, that doesn't sound crazy to me. Most likely probably 8-4 for this team, so which I think is still a huge improvement over what this program was before Cignetti got there. Next up, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kirk Ferentz doing what Ferentz does. He leans on the veteran quarterbacks here. And Mark Gronowski, who comes in from South Dakota State, you know, I think Ferentz is hoping Tim Lester can finally unlock some offensive potential with his whole, like, backyard football scheme. They averaged 250 rushing yards last season, which is pretty wild, but maybe not so impossible to believe for an Iowa team because that's what they do. The offensive line, certainly seasoned. They always have been there. Maybe they can get the balanced ground attack going, but they need a little bit more from the air game. Phil Parker's defense, that's going to be the strength again. Max Llewellyn, he leads a front four that's got to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. The secondary is in transition. That means they're going to need the pass rushers to make life easier for the young guys in the back. Schedule has some real tests, right? You got the Cy-Hawk game at Iowa State on September 6th to start. Penn State is coming to town on October 18th for a whiteout game. Maybe not a whiteout game, but you get the point. It's going to be a huge game. Oregon comes in on November 8th, and the season finale is at Nebraska. Like, if they can win the games they're supposed to win, they could surprise some people. A couple of win totals out there of only 6.5. A little surprising. I think the majority of them are 7.5. Juice to the over. Yeah, I could get with that. The ceiling for this team, I think, is 10-2. You get one signature road win, dominate at home, get some huge wins at home. The floor for this team? 6-6. I don't see Ferentz missing a bowl game. But, I mean, who knows? Most likely, probably 8-4. That sounds about right for an Iowa football program. The Maryland Terrapins. Mike Locksley enters his 7th season at Maryland, needing to bounce back from a just brutal 4-8 campaign. They saw the Terps go, 1-8 in Big Ten play? Now, the good news is they got some new coordinators. Pep Hamilton with OC Ted Monachino, I think that's right, a defensive coordinator. They both bring some fresh perspective, maybe something a little bit different for this program. The quarterback battle between the UCLA transfer Justin Martin and true freshman Malik Washington, that might be the spark that the offense needs, I would think, and I'm going to guess that Washington is going to be the guy. I mean, they are really putting a lot of stock into him. So the Terrapins have got to replace some significant production. They lost Roman Hemby. He transferred over to Indiana. Billy Edwards, of course, the quarterback, transferred over to Wisconsin. And then, of course, your top wide receivers, Ty Felton and Caden Prather, both went to the NFL draft. You got sophomore Nolan Ray stepping up at running back. You got a revamped offensive line that's going to be anchored by a D2 transfer named Rotrell Perry at left tackle. So the Terrapins' success really hinges on finding some offensive balance because they threw the ball almost 70% of the time in 2024. Their win total sits at 4.5. Okay. Like, the over is -115. They're not going to win the Big Ten, but their championship odds are +27,000 to win the Big Ten. The floor here, probably 2-10. I mean, and that would just be like a nightmare scenario. The quarterback situation never stabilizes. The offensive line struggles because they got 5 new starters. Defense can't generate a pass rush, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they've got a young secondary, so they're certainly going to need that. The ceiling for this team is probably 7-5. You know, if everything clicks at quarterback, Ray emerges as like a 1,000-yard rusher. Defense generates consistent pressure. You know, I mean, there's all kind of stuff. Most likely record here, I would think they'll probably go about 4-8. They show some improvement. They still struggle with consistency. They win the non-conference games. They split some of those Big Ten matchups. You know, fall just short of bowl eligibility. So somewhere between 3-5 wins is likely the best option, or the most likely situation for Maryland this year. We move on to Michigan. The Wolverines, year two under Sherrone Moore. You got some big changes coming in. First off, you bring in new offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey and his pro-style offense. The quarterback situation is interesting, right? You got true freshman phenom Bryce Underwood. He is the one that actually got to go through spring practice. Mikey Keene, veteran, came in from Fresno State. He was at UCF before that. But Keene dealt with injury, didn't get to practice in the spring. I think this is going to be Underwood's team. The offensive line needs to be rebuilt. That's not easy when you're trying to establish a power running game. You got C.J. Hester and Jordan Marshall. Wink Martindale's defense, it's got talent. Returns top 20 yardage numbers. They're replacing some key interior linemen here. T.J. Guy, of course, comes in with the pass rush. The depth of blitzes could be a lot of fun to watch. Like, this is, you saw a lot of what this team is going to look like in the bowl game against Alabama, and they handled Alabama with their backups. Schedule's no joke, right? You got your tune-up against New Mexico. Week two, you play at Oklahoma. Week four, you got a road game at Nebraska. You got to play at USC at some point. You got home dates with Washington and Michigan State. Should be able to handle those. And, of course, you know, the season finale is Ohio State. This feels like a team that could go anywhere, depending on how quickly everything gels. Win total sits at 8.5. They're +900 to win the Big Ten this year. If Underwood clicks, everything goes well. Ceiling for this team is probably 11-1. The floor for this team, I mean, they went 7-5 last year. That included a massive upset win over Ohio State in the finale, and that was on the road. So the floor for this team, if the offense misfires, they struggle in some of these big road spots, I don't think 6-6 is crazy. I don't think that's outside of the realm of possibilities. Most likely at 9-3. You know, if Bryce Underwood is the real deal, 9-3, 10-2, 11-1, somewhere around there, get back to their normal, what they had been doing for 3 years before last season. So, the Michigan State Spartans, we move on there. Jonathan Smith inherited an absolute mess. He tried to fix it, had 16 portal transfers after going 5-7. That's that's some new faces. And sometimes that's what you need, right? Aiden Giles is back at quarterback. Certainly there's continuity there with the balanced spread offense. Running game last year was pretty atrocious. I think it was 115 yards per game. Three-back rotation, revamped offensive line has got to show improvement this year. Defense, got to generate more pass rush. They were second to last in the Big Ten in sacks last year. That's pretty embarrassing. The new edge rushers got to prove they can get home against better competition. The schedule is brutal right out of the gate. You get a couple of tune-ups, then they're hitting the road to USC, Nebraska, Indiana, Minnesota, Iowa. You got home games against UCLA, Michigan, and Penn State. Win total is just 4.5. Kind of lets you know about the expectations here. The ceiling for this team, I think, 6-6, and that's going to take some upsets. That's how you get to bowl eligibility, is you got to upset somebody. The floor is 2-10, I think. Turnovers persist. They keep committing penalties that just kill drives, etc. Their most likely record, I'm going to go with 4-8. Do I trust that Jonathan Smith will be able to get it turned around? Yes. How about this? I like Jonathan Smith as a coach. I think I liked him better when he had a full head start because he was able to build a roster and develop it. I don't know that you have the time and the patience necessary to do that in the Big Ten. But we'll see. We'll see.
Tickets to everything are expensive these days. And I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything. Seriously, every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
The Minnesota Golden Gophers. PJ Fleck going into his 8th season in Minneapolis. There's cautious optimism, right? They went 8-5 last season and showcased a really dominant defense. They were 5th nationally in total defense. But they did struggle offensively, even with quarterback Max Brosmer, who ended up being an undrafted free agent in the NFL this previous draft. The question mark here is, of course, redshirt freshman quarterback Drake Lindsey. He's expected to take over for Brosmer. He's going to need to develop quick behind a completely revamped offensive line. Going to have 5 new starters on that line. The good news is, of course, the running back, Mr. Dynamic, Darius Taylor, he returns. He had nearly 1,000 yards rushing, and the defense should remain strong, even though they lost Corey Weatherman to Miami, their defensive coordinator. And they lost some key pieces, too, right? Linebacker Cody Lindbergh, safety Justin Wally, both went to the NFL. You know, Coach Fleck has been impressed with the quarterback Lindsey's development. Said that he's playing at a really high level. He said probably higher than any young player that I've ever had at the position. Okay, like it's talking season. That makes sense. The true test is going to come once you get into conference play. You look at Minnesota's schedule. You got Buffalo, Northwestern State, and at Cal to start off with. Then you get a bye week before you got to play Rutgers at home, at Ohio State. You get Purdue. So the schedule, you got Michigan State at Northwestern. You get to host Wisconsin. You get Nebraska at home. You get Purdue at home. You get Rutgers. I mean, the schedule sets up for them to have a pretty good season. Win total is sitting at 6.5 right now, and to go over is juiced at -150. So bet $150 to win back 100. Big Ten championship odds, like they're not to this level, but they are +10,000. I don't think they're going to do that. The floor here, probably looking at 5-7. You know, Lindsey struggles as a first-year starter. The offensive line takes a little too long to gel. And the defense regresses without their coordinator, right? And, of course, some of those key players. The ceiling for this team with that schedule, probably 10-2. I mean, you're looking at losses to Ohio State, at Oregon, or at Iowa, one or the other. You know, those are some pretty difficult road games. But you do get at Oregon after a bye. You know, there are chances here for sure. And we don't know exactly what those teams are going to be. But, you know, if Taylor rushes for 1,200 yards, if the defense maintains an elite level, yeah, you could steal some wins that you probably shouldn't. Most likely, I've got them at 8-4. You know, Gophers ride their defense. They ride the running game. They have a solid season. Lindsey shows some flashes in some of these games. And then it puts them in the mix for a decent bowl game. I think good things could happen for the Gophers this year, even with a first-time starting quarterback and a brand-new offensive line. Next up, the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Matt Rhule, he is in year three. This is typically the year where it really, really clicks for Rhule's bunch. Did the same thing at Baylor, at Temple. It's time to see if the air raid offense can actually work in the Big Ten, right? Dylan Raiola, he's got the arm to make it happen. You know, Dana Holgorsen is the new offense coordinator. Dylan Raiola has got like this rapid fire passing style, and they got Dane Key coming in from Kentucky. That should give him, you know, that along with some of the other guys that came in should give him some weapons to stretch defenses. John Butler's 3-3-5 defense. Held up pretty well last season. You know, they did lose their defense coordinator to Florida State. But they lost some playmakers. They got to inject some more blitz variety, I think. Early schedule is kind. That might be putting it lightly. It's pretty easy. You got some winnable games, right? You got a game in Kansas City against Cincinnati. You got home tests against Michigan State and Northwestern. September 20th, you get Michigan, and they won't even have their head coach. Like, that's a real measuring stick kind of game. Late season trips to UCLA and Penn State. The ending of the schedule is pretty challenging, right? This feels like make or break on this season for Rhule. Nebraska fans are excited about the fact that they got to and won a bowl game last year. I think they're ready for more. They really, really want more. The win total sits at 7.5 on this. Ceiling for this team is 10-2. Like, you come out of the gate hot, offense clicks, defense doesn't fall off too much after losing the coordinator. The floor, 5-7, somewhere on there. I mean, would it shock anybody to see a Nebraska team lose a lot of one-score games? I don't think so, not after the Scott Frost era. Most likely for this team, probably 7-5, 8-4. So, most likely it'd probably be 8-4. That's my guess. Speaking of, I am going to do videos next week where I go through game by game and give you my prediction on the games. So I'm going to give you, for all four P4 conferences, give you my full schedule breakdowns and the records that I expect from these teams, and we'll just see what happens. If you haven't already, check out bettingcfb.com. That is $5 a month, $50 for the year. I'm going to give you my official plays and all that over there. I write sometimes. I do bonus podcasts, etc. I think I'm going to do a daily audio-only podcast this year. Monday through Friday. Well, probably Sunday through Friday. But we'll see how that goes. But that's what I'm thinking, because I can do it from the car. And, little 15-minute blips might be a lot of fun. If you haven't already, subscribe on YouTube and on your favorite podcast app. Like the video, of course. Leave some nice 5-star reviews. And, of course, follow me on X, at GaryWCE. That is the way to get to me. Let's keep it rolling. The Northwestern Wildcats. David Braun heading into his third year here. Northwestern is playing with more attitude than we've seen in years. A couple of years ago was a very surprising bowl year. They beat Utah in a bowl game a couple of years ago. That was surprising. Preston Stone from SMU is going to be the new quarterback. He brings some mobility to the position. That zone read scheme jumped from 268 to 330 yards per game in Phil Steele's model. The revamped offensive line has got to give him time to work back there. The defense has that smash-mouth identity. The Hubbard brothers are anchoring things. They're adding some depth in the secondary, which, I mean, obviously they needed that. They gave up 26.3 points per game last year. They've got a reliable kicker. They've got a good punter. Most teams, I don't even bring that up. But here, you know, home field edge is minimal. Stuff like that is really going to matter. Schedule is loaded with top 25 kind of teams. Road trips to Oregon, Penn State, USC, and Michigan. I don't expect them to win any of those. Home games against Western Illinois, ULM, Minnesota, and Illinois. Those are all kind of must wins, right? Win total is, I wrote down 5.5. I don't know if that's right. They got to play Tulane early in the season on the road in New Orleans. Ceiling for this team, because of that brutal slate, I'm going to say it's like 6-6. Your ceiling is probably a bowl bid. The floor, probably 3-9. You know, if you've got offensive growing pains, you lose some one-score games. Most likely record, I'll say 5-7, somewhere around there. I don't feel great about Northwestern this year. Schedule has a lot to do with it. But we shall see. I've seen David Braun teams do this before. I say teams. I mean, 2 years ago, he was the interim coach and did massive, massive things. So, Ohio State. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Ryan Day, another loaded roster. Now, the quarterback will be Julian Sayin. He gets his shot under center in the balanced spread. That's going to be a little different with Brian Hartline as offensive coordinator instead of Chip Kelly. The championship-caliber offensive line only allowed 23 sacks last season, which is absurd. Play calling should open up some more downfield opportunities. You know, you got James Peoples and C.J. Donaldson at running back, but I think with Sayin at quarterback and then Jeremiah Smith and that stable of receivers, you're going to see a wide-open offense. On defense, Matt Patricia. This was a top-three defense nationally last season. And then, of course, Jim Knowles heads over to Penn State. But you still got Sonny Styles. You still got Caleb Downs, who may be the best defense player in the country. They are leading the way in that rotation. They should be dominant again. The depth up front, still pretty ridiculous as far as talent goes. Not the same kind of experience that you had last year, but, you know, still really, really good. Schedule is a gauntlet, right? You're opening with Texas. You got road trips to Washington, Illinois is on the schedule, Wisconsin, Penn State, and Michigan. It's a lot of really good teams for a pretty inexperienced roster, and especially an inexperienced quarterback. Win total, 10.5, minus 150 odds. They are plus 210 to win the Big Ten this year. I find that interesting. The ceiling here, regular season, probably 11-1. I mean, I imagine they have. Maybe the ceiling is 12-0 because they're just so insanely talented. But you do have a freshman quarterback. Trenches, you got to work on those, but they're still really, really good. The floor here, 8-4, I guess. Say Julian Sayin struggles. Some of these road games become a little more difficult. Most likely, I'll say same record as last year, 10-2 will be the most likely, I think, you know, with a win total of, you know, 10.5 with minus 150 to the over. And it's, they expect them to go 11-1, but I think it's a tough schedule. Really, really difficult. The Oregon Ducks. Dan Lanning. This is an interesting approach this season. Had some key losses. Talent level is still very much elite. They have been recruiting high school insanely well. However, this is the first year in a while that they have not had a lot of experience at the quarterback level, and a lot of experience at other places. The defense, I think, is going to be the strongest part of this team right now. Dante Moore, apparently developing nicely. They didn't even bother looking in the portal, from what I understand. The up-tempo spread can really wear down defenses. Revamped offensive line has got to gel quickly. You got an early test with Oklahoma State. Shouldn't be a problem. And then, of course, Northwestern, September 13th. Tosh Lupoi's defense, it's got some NFL trait defensive line transfers and a rebuilt secondary that last year certainly learned and dominated Big Ten speed. The front seven should be the strength here. Key dates include that game against Penn State on September 27th. You got a visit to Iowa on November 8th. You got an emotional finale with Washington on November 29th. Oregon has all of the talent to make a run. You got to avoid the hiccups, right? Win total is at 10.5, plus 280 to win the Big Ten. This one's going to be interesting. You know, the ceiling here, I think, is like Ohio State, probably 12-0, 11-1, somewhere around there. If you got a dominant front, if the offense executes, you get through the tests, no problem, then you're fine. The floor, because of all the inexperience, maybe some offensive line growing pains, could be like 8-4. Most likely record, I'll go 10-2. I'll go 10-2 with that. Excuse me. Solo podcast, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Penn State, the Nittany Lions. All right, James Franklin, he's got Jim Knowles in the fold now running his defense. Of course, Tom Allen took the job with Clemson. Denied Dennis Sutton, leads a stingy front. They should be really tough to run on again. Drew Aller, he has matured as a quarterback. Can he not throw interceptions this year? That would be really helpful, especially in key spots like in that Notre Dame game, like in the Ohio State game, etc. We're going to find out. The backfield, Nick Singleton, Catron Allen. I mean, it's one of the country's what's a good way to say it? Like it's one of the most feared ground assaults behind a really veteran offensive line. Oregon coming in on September 27th, that's circled in everybody's calendar. That is going to be the whiteout this year. Road trips to UCLA on October 4th and to Iowa. I think that's the spot. That's the spot right there, October 18th at Iowa. That's going to be challenging because then you got a bye and you got Ohio State the week after that on November 1st. That could decide who gets the number one seed in the Big Ten title game. It's entirely possible. Penn State feels like they are ready to take that next step, right? Talent's there, experience is there, schedule is manageable. Win total is 10.5 to win the Big Ten, plus 270. So second in that spot. Ceiling here, probably 12-0. You know, the floor, I think, is probably 9-3 because you know what you're going to get, and they're not going to lose games that they're not supposed to lose. That's what James Franklin does. Most likely record, I'll say 11-1. Like, this feels like the year for Penn State. So 11-1 in the regular season feels like the most likely.
We're proudly supported by Go Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. Go Sleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to GoSleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. Go Sleeves. It's go time.
The Purdue Boilermakers. Barry Odom, this is going to take some time. Josh Henson's new look attack, got to protect Ryan Brown behind a completely overhauled portal line, right? On defense, Mike Shearer's defense was historically bad in pass efficiency last season. They need a complete overhaul with, you know, a little more oomph on the front. The issue is that they had pretty good players last year. There's a lot of schools across the country that got Purdue players that they feel like really are going to help their team. The issue is that they weren't very good for Purdue last year, and I think a big part of that is the fact that they were just playing in the wrong scheme. Ryan Walters did not do great things there. This schedule is brutal after, you know, having a couple of easier games early. You got SIU and you got Ball State early. They face nearly every power in the conference. You got Michigan, Ohio State, USC. They play Notre Dame. They play Washington. I mean, that's crazy. You got swing games against Rutgers, Indiana, Northwestern, and Minnesota that are going to determine if this is just a complete disaster or if there's a little bit of hope heading into year two under Barry Odom. Win total is at 3.5. Ceiling, it's probably 6-6. You know, if all the portal stuff meshes really well, like defense forces turnovers, the bounce of the ball goes your way more times than not, sure. Bowl eligibility, sure. The floor for this team, probably 1-11. Like, would it shock you to see Purdue lose to Ball State? Like, I don't think so. Most likely record for this team, I like Barry Odom. I really don't like the roster, but I like Barry Odom. I'll say 4-8. They'll pull off some upset somewhere. Who knows who that will be against, but I'll say that they'll go 4-8. We'll see. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights. All right, Greg Schiano has got his quarterback back, Ethan Kaliak-Manis. This is his second year of Kurt Soraka's balanced system. It should help with some consistency here. C.J. Campbell, Antoine Raymond, going to give him some options in the backfield. You know, the defense added some impact transfers. You got Eric O'Neill to anchor a line that gave up 39 sacks last season. Schedule starts with a tricky week one trip to Ohio. They get Iowa and Purdue at home. Could be swing games. You know, the season finale at Ohio State. You got the home game. That season finale is not at Ohio State. What am I talking about? You know, you got a game against Penn State that's going to be a measuring stick. Win total sits at like 5.5 for Rutgers. Ceiling probably 7-5. If the quarterback takes another step, defense forces some key stops, you know, they could make it back to another bowl game. The floor is probably 3-9. If the offense can't maintain drives like they have not done for forever, and if the defense doesn't gel the way that you want it to, most likely record for Rutgers is like 5-7. I think I wrote some notes down wrong on this team, but looking at who they are and the personnel that they have and the schedule that they got to deal with, most likely 5-7 for Rutgers. Reminder again, bettingcfb.com. If you hadn't subscribed to the video or subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the video. Y'all know what to do. At Gary WCE on X, and of course, 5-star reviews on the podcast. That helps me out tremendously. Tremendously. Okay. The USC Trojans. Lincoln Riley has got the 20th toughest schedule. But Jed Maiva, going into his third year, should help with some consistency. You know, a third year of playing. How's that? He was at USC last year. Year before that, he was at UNLV. They didn't really go after anybody in the transfer portal. So that says to me that they like what they've got. Just a guess. Veteran offensive line should be able to protect him. While they run a, you know, what should be a really good Lincoln Riley offense. Should be. Danton Lynn's defense, got to show some more aggression in the front seven. Road schedule is going to be pretty brutal. We're not going to say anything too crazy because they do have, like, Purdue and Michigan State on the schedule. But you got to deal with Notre Dame. You got to deal with UCLA. You've got Nebraska. You've got Oregon. It's a lot of hostile environments where they need to prove they can win these tough games. The win total is 7.5. It's a lot to like about this team. Ceiling here, maybe 11-1. All the veterans come together. The offensive line is dominant. They figure out how to win on the road, which they were not able to do last year. This is a team that had, what, 5 losses in the regular season last year? And in all of them, they led in the fourth quarter. You know, you could certainly see the ball bouncing the other way. The floor for this team is probably 5-7. If the offense stalls again, you get some more narrow losses here. Yeah, 5-7 isn't crazy. Most likely record, 8-4. I like to think on the upside, maybe 9-3. I still think Lincoln Riley can coach. I think he's got some good players there. So I'd trust in this. So most likely record 8-4, 9-3, somewhere around there. The Washington Huskies. Jed Fish is in year two of trying to stabilize things after they lost 21 starters from the national championship game squad before Kalen DeBoer took the Alabama job. Damon Williams Jr. is a quarterback. They got a balanced spread attack. Offensive line was a disaster last season. They gave up 39 sacks. So the portal reinforcements that came in, they got to pay off pretty quickly. The defensive coordinator, Ryan Walters, who was the Purdue head coach. Before that, he was an outstanding defensive coordinator at Illinois. He's got a really aggressive scheme, and he got some really elite transfers like Takario Davis to improve a defense that they gave up a lot of rushing yards last year. We'll say that. You got home games against Ohio State, against Illinois, and against Oregon this year. Should provide some pretty great atmospheres. That's a highly underrated stadium in Seattle. You only got three true road trips west of the Rockies. They needed that one. Win total is at 6.5. I think there might be some 7.5s out there. So if you found a 6.5, go for that. Ceiling for this team is probably 9-3. Offensive line holds up well. Quarterback, you know, takes some big steps. Defense plays really well after losing Steve Belichick. The floor for this team is probably 4-8. You know, if Williams doesn't take care of the football, the defense doesn't gel together, et cetera, there's a lot of things that could go wrong there. Most likely record, probably 7-5, 8-4. I think Washington could be pretty good this year. That's what I'll say. The Wisconsin Badgers and old Luke Fickell trying to get back to classic Wisconsin football. I think Jeff Grimes is coming in to run the offense, and he's returning to more of a power run, play action kind of thing. Dual threat quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. comes in from Maryland. He brings mobility at the quarterback position, but the offensive line is still pretty in flux. Mike Tressel's defense added some size up front. It's going to stem a unit that allowed 165 rushing yards per game last year. You got veteran linebackers, Alegrejo, hope that's right, and Curtis that are going to anchor that back seven. Schedule is, this is rough. Road trips to Alabama, you got Michigan, you got Oregon, you got Ohio State, you got Iowa on the schedule. This is not the schedule for a team that is trying to rebuild and get back to a bowl game. Win total sits at 5.5. They are not going to win the Big Ten, but plus 15,000, so 150-1 to win the Big Ten, that ain't going to happen. Ceiling for this team, 7-5. Like, control the game on the ground. The defense can win in the trenches. Make it to a bowl game. I think a lot of people would be very happy with that. The floor for this team, based on this schedule, like 3-9. Say the secondary gets exposed, the offensive line struggles, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just not good. Most likely record 5-7, I guess. We'll say 5-7, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities that it is worse than that. So, the UCLA Bruins. I don't know why I didn't put them up with USC. Is what it is. Deshaun Foster. Going into his second year, they bring in Tennessee transfer Nico Iamalieva. Tino Sinceri is running like a revamp spread here. He comes over from Indiana, right? You got an offensive line that was rebuilt from the portal. The defense, you know, probably going to remain pretty elite against the run. You got to shore up the pass defense that was 121st ranked last year, but you got some experienced transfers coming in. You start out with Utah, you got Michigan State, you got Ohio State, but then you got USC. I mean, it's a tough schedule, really tough schedule. Gotta get some momentum going. Win total 5.5. They are also plus 15,000 for Big Ten title odds. Ceiling, if Nico settles in, shows why he was a massive five-star recruit. Offensive line actually protects him. Defense forces some turnovers. Ceiling is probably 8-4 for this team. The floor here, if Nico does not improve, the passing game is inconsistent. If the secondary gives up massive plays, 3-9, I think, would be the floor here. Most likely record, 6-6. Make it to a bowl game. think that makes sense. All right. So let's get to who I think is going to be playing for the Big Ten Championship. As cliche as it sounds, this is not a fun prediction, but I think we're going to get a rematch of Penn State and Ohio State in Indianapolis. I think that'll be thanks to tiebreakers, because I don't think anybody ends up undefeated in the Big Ten this season. Penn State, I think, will win the first meeting in Columbus. I think Ohio State wins the second meeting in Indianapolis. I mean, we could get a rubber match in the CFP, depending on seeding. I think any number of teams could get to Indy based on schedules this year, and I think you'll see more of a clear split between the good teams and the bad ones this season. I mentioned this earlier. I plan on doing a game-by-game prediction video next week for every team in the conference, so you'll see what I'm looking at then. But I think with the Big Ten, you're going to start coming down to tiebreakers this year, kind of like we did with the Big 12 and the SEC last year. So, all right, so I've got Ohio State against Penn State. I've got Ohio State winning the conference for the first time since 2019 here. And that is going to wrap this one up. Don't forget, subscribe, like the video, leave a nice 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. And as always, take care of yourself, take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.